Here with Dragon Men's basketball head coach Jason Kemp. Coach, you guys had that thrilling victory in Aberdeen on Wednesday night, and now you're in Sioux Falls to take on two-seeded Augustana. What was the whirlwind like of getting that victory and now working your way to Sioux Falls?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of confidence back. I think our, you know, that tournament energy, I challenged our guys to bring it down in Aberdeen and then package it up and bring it to Sioux Falls, so hopefully we can replicate that.
With some of the different role players, whether you're talking about Eddie Benninga, Rod Payne, guys that, you know, they fill their role really nicely, they maybe overperformed statistically, points-wise, a couple things of those sorts on Wednesday. Issa, of course, having 20 points helps. But all around that team effort, what went into your guys playing so well and stealing that one in Aberdeen?
Yeah, I think our defensive preparation allowed us to play faster. And when we can play faster on offense, I think we're a more complete offensive team. We get more people involved, the ball moves better. We get downhill early in possessions, and we have some guys that can make some shots.
I know midway through the new year, you talked a bit about how the offense, you're excited because there's can be continual improvements, and we were wondering when the defense was going to start improving. It feels like we're starting to see that the last couple of weeks. How is the offense feeding off of the improvements defensively, and what seems to be guys are playing a little bit more freer defensively, understanding the system?
Well, if you look at the trajectory of our team on both sides of the ball, we were a high-octane offense that didn't play any defense. We discussed at Christmas some adjustments, and we're playing more aggressive in ball screens. That's limiting possessions now, but it's also making us a more complete defensive team. The ball's not getting downhill in the paint, and when we do get stops, we can still run. So it's a little more balanced on both sides, but just enjoying watching them play defense together.
Coach, when we look at Wednesday's game, obviously a big turnaround from the first few times you played Northern State. What's the biggest difference from that win in Aberdeen versus the two previous matchups? I mean, it seems like you really limited them shooting from the three-point line. So what was the big difference defensively?
Yeah, keeping the ball out of the middle, keeping the ball out of the paint. I think that's the key. And then really locking in on personnel. We were able to hold James Glenn to a limited number of three-point attempts. I think that was a real key to the game, and our guys locked in and did that. It's going to be a key tonight as well.
Yeah, you look at that first matchup against Augustana, I think they shot like 77% in the first half. They made 9 threes in the first half. Is it going to take a similar defensive effort to get a win against Augustana, or is there any other minor things that you have to do to get a win against Augustana?
Well, obviously they've got player of the year in the league in Tamron Ferguson. We have to keep him out of the paint. He's a dynamic offensive player, both in ball screens and in isolation. And so it's going to start there. They have a really, really good pick and pop four-man in Caden Hinker. So when they do get to a ball screen with those two players like that, that's where the game is won and lost. And then neutralizing everybody else on the court. I think we did a poor job of that the first time we played them. And just understanding who we're guarding. Are you guarding a shooter? Are you guarding a driver? And closing out to them appropriately.
This team, a little bit different than in years past, but the Dragons, last 4 trips down to the Pentagon here, have won 3 NSIC tournament championships. I understand this is leg 1 in the quarterfinals now, but how has the past success helped field you guys as you enter play tonight?
Yeah, I think I like where we're at. The pressure is off of us, but yet it's still the Dragons. And so, yeah, like there's a history of success here in this program. And so anybody that has to go against us, I think if you lean on them just enough, they'll get a little bit tight. And so that's my message to the guys. Come out, punch them in the mouth, put the pressure on them, and play free for 40 minutes, and we'll get the result we want.